Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, April 10th, 2020, and we're going to get started like we do every week over on YouTube. In YouTube news, YouTube has officially lifted their ban on the monetization of COVID-19 videos. There are a few exceptions, though. There can't be any pranks or challenges. There can't be any medical misinformation, and there can't be any distressing footage. Now, they started to remove the restrictions a few days ago, a few weeks ago, but now it's for everybody. So anybody with COVID-19 videos can now monetize them. Now let's dive in to Google. Google Ads has suspended their new partner rules until 2021. If you remember, these new rules were kind of controversial. A lot of smaller agencies and even some large agencies were against the new rules, but they would effectively make it harder to get a Google partner badge and to be considered a Google partner agency. Google My Business has begun allowing new reviews to be posted to the platform again. They hit pause on all new reviews when the pandemic really started hitting hard. And now that everybody is getting comfortable working from home, Google My Business is starting to allow that, those new reviews to be posted again. Google My Business also added a new telehealth category, and businesses that are in the telehealth category also get to add a link to their telehealth portal or a telehealth information page on their website. Now, the official stance on this is that it's a temporary addition, but telehealth is exploding right now during the pandemic, especially in countries like the United States and Canada. And this is probably going to be something that is a permanent change to Google My Business and other local business or local health platforms is telling you about a doctor or a hospital or a specialist telehealth offerings. The same site labeling in Google Chrome is actually going to be pushed back. This is another change Google is making because of the pandemic. With everything going on, I guess they decided not to put too many changes on advertisers and web developers' place. So they've decided to go ahead and pump the brakes on the same site cookie labeling for third-party cookies for right now in Google Chrome, but it will be coming out in a later version. In Facebook news, Facebook's experimental research team has launched a new standalone app designed for couples. And the idea here is that it's about you focused solely on one other person in your life and sending them photos and messages and stickers and all kinds of things. Obviously, that may not have been the best timing because a lot of couples are trapped inside of their homes with each other and have been for weeks. So who knows what's going to happen to this app? Facebook's experimental research team launches lots of stuff and then deprecates it later on. So this is probably just them trying to see if there's any desire out there, any taste for a communication app or platform where you only communicate with one other person. Businesses on Facebook can now mark their business as temporarily closed, and that will show up when people are looking for the local information for the business. It will say that that business is temporarily closed. This is obviously a change probably caused by the pandemic, but it could be useful when the pandemic is over for extenuating circumstances. So let's hope that feature sticks around. Facebook will also allow businesses to make prominent changes to their business information really visible on their Facebook page. So for example, a restaurant that was only dine-in a couple weeks ago and is now suddenly doing delivery, curbside, to-go, all of that stuff right now, they could make that change, they could make a post announcing and make that really high up on the page, so anybody looking through the page will actually see that information. Of course, that relies on the consumer actually going to the page and looking through it. It doesn't mean that you're going to get that direct line of communication to your customer base, to the people who have liked your page, or even those who engage with your page. That's still something being driven by the Facebook newsfeed algorithm. Facebook's mobile app now has what they call a quiet mode, and quiet mode allows you to turn off push notifications for a scheduled period of time. So instead of turning your phone all the way off, if you're going in for a college final or going to a funeral or something like that, you can just go ahead and hit pause on those push notifications for a set period of time. That way you don't get anything until you turn the quiet mode off or until that period of time expires. Over on Instagram. Instagram is now allowing most users to access their DMs via the desktop version of the website. This has been kind of slowly rolling out, and it's still not 100%. For example, even though I barely use Instagram, which is probably why, I can't access the DMs when I log into my Instagram account on the web right now, but some of my clients can. So you may be in the boat where you can actually just sit down and kick off a DM to an influencer or somebody who's reached out to your business from a desktop computer. You may not have to pull out your phone. If you don't have it now, keep checking. This does look like it's rolling out and will probably be 100% of accounts here shortly. Netflix and Instagram have teamed up to do a live Instagram show on Netflix's Instagram account about caring for yourself. I think they call it self-care during the global pandemic. You'll have to go to the Netflix Instagram account to watch the shows, and they will be live Instagram live videos from Netflix. We take you now to Bing. Bing has extended support for the Meta Robots snippet control attributes like max snippet length. So you can now control how much of a snippet Bing will take from your web page and display inside of the Bing search engine. Bing also added what I'm pretty sure is the first chatbot ever inside of a major search engine. They built a chatbot just so people could do a COVID-19 self-check and then ask questions about COVID-19 and how to take care of themselves, when they should see a doctor, that kind of stuff. So that's baked into the Bing search engine right now, and it's Bing operating it, not another website or another brand. Microsoft Ads is giving users the ability to decide conversion goals that will appear in their metrics. And they also added a new conversion goal, a view through conversion. Over on Pinterest. Pinterest has added a new shop tab to their search and to pin boards so that while people are looking at pins on Pinterest, they can quickly switch over to the shop tab and start shopping for stuff. Now, this is just an expansion of Pinterest's already strong e-commerce presence, especially when it comes to lifestyle and home decor. And obviously, with a lot of people at home right now, a lot of women at home right now looking through their phones, looking through Pinterest, it's probably really good timing on their part to launch something like this to help drive more e-commerce via the Pinterest platform. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit is rumored to be testing a cryptocurrency-based tipping system for their website. There's already awards in gold and silver and all kinds of things on Reddit where you can basically say thank you to somebody else who made a comment or made a really good post. But a cryptocurrency-based system would allow users to essentially tip each other in real money. There's no word on what type of cryptocurrency this would be, if it would use Bitcoin or Litecoin or any of the other cryptocurrencies that exist, or if Reddit would actually build their own cryptocurrency. We haven't heard a lot about cryptocurrencies in the last year or so since Bitcoin hit their all-time high. But this may be an actually really good usage case for cryptocurrency if this was to actually come to fruition, because then people could simply post comments or content to Reddit and then receive real currency in exchange for doing good within a community. Bonus round! Spotify is launching their self-serve advertising platform globally now. It's been out for a little bit, but now more and more countries are going to get access to the self-ad studio there on Spotify, starting with New Zealand. Amazon Ads has a new targeting option called product targeting, where an advertiser can target a competitor product or complementary products with their ads. Foursquare and Factual have decided to merge, and the new merged company will be making about $150 million in revenue every year. That pales to what people thought Foursquare was going to make when it first came out, but it's still quite a bit of money, and it makes probably the market leader in location data technology and analytics. Yelp has laid off 1,000 employees and furloughed another 1,100 employees. Frankly, I'm shocked that 2,100 people worked at Yelp, because it never really feels like there's that many people that work there. My guess is this is a large portion of their sales force. We'll see what happens when the pandemic ends, if Yelp is able to bounce back, and hopefully all of you that got laid off from Yelp move on to bigger and better things. Finally, it appears that COVID-19 may be a boon for one industry, and that is the humanless autonomous robot delivery industry. Company Starship Technologies, which makes little delivery robots on wheels, says they are expanding into more cities in the United States and in the United Kingdom right now, because demand for their technology is skyrocketing with humans being quarantined away and more people ordering stuff online for delivery to their home. So when this all ends, there may not be delivery drivers from Instacart or anywhere else. We may be ordering everything from delivery robots. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Really hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you're listening and you feel like things sound a little different than they have previously, that's because our producer, Trini Pineda, has taken a new job. She's moved on to bigger and better things. I'm very, very proud of her here. We're going to keep producing this podcast, though, every single Friday, and we're going to get it to you as quick as we can. If you liked the podcast, please do me a favor and share it with all of your friends and colleagues. And if you're using a service that allows you to subscribe, that would be awesome, too. I'll talk to you next week.